This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors.
That is true.
And the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, how we doing today? Welcome to the program.
Doing great, Kevin. The drive into work was actually phenomenal because, Alec, when everybody went back to or got out of school for the summer, all the parents, I guess, quit their jobs and they don't drive to work anymore.
Yeah. I've noticed the same thing. It took me like a flat 39, 40 minutes when it usually takes closer to an hour.
Yeah. It is, I told Adrian many times, it is no doubt 1 hour no matter what time I leave. And
which is weird.
The last, and starting Monday or Tuesday, starting Tuesday, the drive has taken me 35 minutes. And that's even sitting a little bit. So,
thanks,
Kevin,
kids.
That's changed my life. I'm not lying. Like you said, how are you doing? It makes me feel so much better to not sit in traffic for an hour every day.
Now, Alec, we have an interesting situation happening today. Corey Majors is not, I don't want to say not allowed because he's a grown-up.
I'm doing this to myself. Yeah, I'm doing this to myself.
He is not supposed to be sarcastic today. A listener said, I don't think you can go an entire day without being sarcastic, and then it in what is clearly payola, he has offered him $100 gift card if he is not,
oh, yeah, that is payola,
if he is not able to be if he is able to not be sarcastic all right. day long.
Oh man, I think I already failed. I think I just failed.
No, you agreed.
Somebody said I failed already.
Oh, why?
Because I made the comment about parents quitting their jobs. I really thought they quit their jobs is the honest thing, though. Mm. That must be what happened.
We're going to give you a mulligan. All but right. Starting now, no more of your nonsense. Alec, do you believe that he can do it?
So I was actually here in the control room taking over-unders from the guys to see how long.
Smart.
He can go without breaking this
Smart.
Character that he's running today. I set the over-under at 30 minutes. So I wonder if there's an underdog play for that or something, because I feel like I can make some real money off of this. But Majors, I'm hoping for the best. I think Carter Freeman said an hour is what he's rocking with.
Right.
So if you go beyond an hour, I'm going to consider it a victory. I know moral victories aren't a real thing to some people, but they are to me.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make this. I'm trying, but it's...
We just started the show!
From the 512, hey, Corey, screw that other guy. I like your sarcasm. And it's... Look, for all the Tolos that love me, all 100 and whatever of you, I really love you. I love you so much, and I really appreciate that you understand what I am. I'm not here to be Mike Greenberg. I'm not here to be, you know... Whoever serious Tom Brokaw, that's not my.
Did you say Brokaw?
Brokaw. Is that not how it works?
It's with a W.
Brokaw?
Brokaw.
Brokaw.
No, it's not a V.
Is it a V or a W?
What are you doing right now?
Nowitzki? How was Nowitzki?
Nowitzki?
Because the English language is weird.
So I'm not serious like that guy. But for today, for Jersey Mike's, there's nothing that will hold me back, but I'm going to try.
Man, that makes me want Jersey Mike's.
Somebody tell me what happened to Arnie at night on the fan. That's a really random question. His son was a really stud hockey player up in the Northeast. And so he left to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
To go follow his son's career.
What a shame that was. Oh, hey, it looks like it is my day to be sarcastic. Hey, what's your segment coming up for the next 30 minutes? Did you see that lady in the red dress? Come on, why are my lines open?
From the 858, Corey, I'll send you a $30 gift card to Jersey Mike's if you are sarcastic in the next 5 minutes.
So this is not...
I like people trying to buy me out of this.
Somebody said I have a $110 gift card. This is not an auction. Although perhaps we have misread the situation for Pizza-thon.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not meant to be an auction scenario, but you know what? We're always looking to raise money for my possibilities.
I just want, I want Carter to be right. If Alex says he set the over-under at 30 minutes, I really want Carter to get the dub on this.
So. All right, let's talk about something we need to be serious about.
All right.
The Stars need to quit jacking around. Go ahead and give me cut number 7 because we got game 5 tonight.
Klingberg for Draisaitl, lost the handle, it might be a breakaway. Tyler Seguin in alone, he scores!
Now, multiple people are saying they want Jersey Mike's now as well. I'm with you,
it's
man.
It's a fantastic sandwich.
Absolutely.
For chain, it's the best chain sandwich I think there is out
there.
Salad
Master.
Well, the Salad Master, Mike.
From the 314, had to catch that. If my wife listened to you, she would despise your humor because your humor is so much like mine. Oh, no.
She despises you?
Women, right?
Okay, Mike.
So Mike's
and preemptively PJ Washington.
Mike's replacing me sarcastically today.
Yep.
Thank you. Alec is helping me out. Kevin's trying to set me up for failure. Alec's helping me out here. Thank you.
Okay,
let Mike be the sarcastic one.
I disagree with setting you up for failure. But speaking of failure, let's talk about the Stars. Now, they have really struggled in this series. So here's my question for you guys. Who has the lead? And by the way, before you hit me with a Cowboys text, it's like, oh, Cowboys failed. Yeah, have you ever listened to the show? We talk about that all the time. All right. Who has to lead the way and or how can the Stars turn their playoff fortunes around in game 5? I have a couple of thoughts, but I would love to throw it out with you guys, as well, if you want to start. And if not, the first thing I want to say is remember the third period still counts. All right. The last two games, you have gotten a total of 7 shots on goal. And that has been problematic throughout this series. I hate to throw this out there, but we all remember how glorious the third period of game 1 was, right?
It was amazing.
When the Stars scored 5 goals is magical. Do you know in the other 11 periods in this series, they've scored 3 times? 3 times.
No, I didn't realize that.
Exactly. And if you want to give Stuart Skinner credit, I definitely get that. I think he has earned that. But I think part of the reason is the Stars seem to balance between let's fire everything up at the net and we have to put together the prettiest looking goal that has ever existed. Surely there is some middle ground. I love their strategy in the first period of the last game of just firing the puck at the net. I supported that because I wanted to see if Skinner could stand up to the heat again. But then we kind of lost our way.
I love this from the 817. This is a fantastic text. Change the point of attack.
Yes.
Kevin, was it Subban or Messier the other day? I was listening to them and they say a lot of times when you're in a scoring slump, the distance starts getting further and further away from the net.
I can see that.
And you need to be closer. It's just like in basketball. You got to be around the rim. You got to get rebounds. You got to get layups. You got to get easy things. And that being said, Edmonton has done an amazing job at keeping them out of that area. They've decided we're putting 4 right there in your face, and they're also not letting the Stars pass the blue line. Edmonton's done a tremendous job at that too.
I agree.
Which Colorado did a good job of that for a period of time. So did Winnipeg do a good job of that for a period of time. And now Edmonton's done it. Why do they keep doing it and the Stars haven't figured out what to change yet? I don't know. But they do need to get closer to that net and just crowd it. Circle it up and start getting the puck in there. And you need to find out whatever the weakness is for Skinner. What is his weakness? Is it his left shoulder?
High.
Whatever it is, go there and go there often.
Yeah, I personally would go high, but I would say this other thing. The changing of the point of attack works on defense too, because neither one of these plays resulted in a goal. But there were 2 times that Connor McDavid just skated down what felt like essentially half the ice from a quarter way in the defensive zone to a quarter of a way into the offensive zone. And it felt like nobody challenged him whatsoever.
The PK has kind of bugged me a little bit over the last, over this whole thing. I know they've been very good, but McDavid's done it. McKinnon did it. And I feel like Winnipeg just avoided it altogether. Remember when McKinnon walked up the midway on the left side of the ice? Or it was B. Otter's right. And he just walked up and nobody pushed to him. And he was like, okay, I'll score a goal. And he did it multiple times. You're like, why is that side of the ice the one we're ignoring? And it seems like they do that with McDavid too. But Kevin, he's such a good passer. They're afraid of him, his pass, just as much as they are afraid of his goal.
And I'm with you on that. But guess what? If you're afraid of his passing ability, what do you think he's doing while he's skating halfway up the ice? He is concocting ways to distribute the puck to make you pay. And instead of like, ooh, how do I outwork this guy? Or let me keep moving off to the right or the left. He's like, okay, how am I going to distribute this puck that's going to end in a goal? And that's never going to work for
him. Yeah, no, it's that's... That's, I think, the change the point of attack tonight. Just vary it up. Be the best pitcher out there. You know, you don't know when my changeup's coming. But that also has to do with getting past their blue line. Like, that's the first thing there. You got to get into their zone and keep control of the puck in the zone more. And Edmonton has not allowed you to do that. So, Kevin, I will say that it starts with that first line tonight. It starts with, and here we have... DeBoer is going to have the advantage, so he's going to be able to adjust throughout the evening, making sure Miro's on the ice with McDavid and at the right times, and hopefully he'll be able to take advantage of whatever line they have that's brutal. He'll be able to say, I'm sending my best line out there, and we're going to score on them. That's my hope tonight. But Kevin, these last three games have been very tough to look at and say it's just going to be easy for that to happen tonight.
By no means do I think it's going to be easy. You are an amazing third period away from potentially being swept in this series. I've seen a couple of people bring this name up, and I'm with you. Mikko needs to break his scoreless streak. Now, Alec, I don't know if you feel this way. 561 said that he needs to go on a scoring rampage. If Mikko goes on a scoring rampage, great. I think you're going to probably end up winning this game. But I would like to just see him consistently involved in some scoring. And look, you have struggled to score in this series, obviously. By the way, do you know how many games in this series you scored multiple goals?
None.
One.
One. That was the first one.
That was the first game. That's it. Multiple goals. So what I would love to see from tonight is a Mikko goal and an assist.
My point for this topic was going to be more of a message to Mikko that kind of aligns. And it wouldn't be a scoring rampage, but it would be, if I could have a sit down with him and give him one message, it would be, this team is skilled enough to help you. This team is not talented enough to replace you.
Yeah.
And that's where it gets into, can you help create scoring opportunities? Can you distribute the puck whenever teams are blitzing you in front of the net? Can you wrap around but pivot back across the boards and find somebody out, you know, deeper in the zone and try to get maybe a one-timer that laces through a couple of defenders? Because it seemed like that's what was working, especially in that third period. I know it was all done in the power play in game one, but still, when you were getting bodies in front of the net, you were able to just lace a couple of one-timers and you were finding the back of the net. So I think he just needs to realize, I need to try. I'm not saying that he's not trying all of the time, but if he just gets himself involved, I think everybody else benefits. And that's what you've seen in really every kind of sport. You talk about when Luka was here, it was whenever they started adding pieces around him, it was, okay, well, PJ Washington is going to look like a lot better of a player because he's going to get so many open looks. Kyrie Irving is probably going to have some of the best looks of his career because Luka is going to command so much attention. You have that same effect, Mikko Rantanen. You're able to do that for...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For a Jason Robertson who's been struggling, he finally found himself a goal in this last game. You need to get him going. I need a Wyatt Johnston to show up.
That's for damn sure.
There's a few people. Matt Duchene, it felt like he's had so many chances. He can get more quality looks and maybe actually find the back of the net if you get yourself involved in these scoring chances.
You know, the what Boach said the other day about Josh Jung going up to the plate with that attitude of they just walked him to get to me. All right, I'm gonna make them regret that decision.
Yeah.
We need a Dobby moment tonight. We need a mentality of we are not going home. And from Wyatt to every single person on the ice, they need that kind of mentality tonight of whatever it takes, it's getting done tonight.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point because in my head, I'm like, well, obviously you need to be a better 5-on-5 team. Great.
Yep.
Just figure out a way to win tonight. Like, I don't care what it looks like. I would love it if it was 5-on-5 masterpiece and you ended up winning 4-1 and none of your goals were power plays or anything like that. But I really don't care. Win this game. Then we'll figure out a way to beautify our hockey going into hopefully two more wins after that and a Stanley Cup showdown against Florida. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the offense is still terrible. But we're far enough in the season for you to totally believe in the Rangers starting pitching, right?
Yes.
Next on The Fan.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got Sanchez chasing a splitter below the zone. So Tyler Mahle with his first strikeout of the ball game, one away in the top of the third, and Michael Stefanik's the batter.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll get to the Rangers offense in just a minute, but I continue to see these questions, and these questions came up a lot over the weekend, and Boach continually was like, you know, I've had really good pitching staffs before. I know what they look like. I believe in our pitching staff's ability to be excellent the entirety of the season. So my question for y'all is going to be, do you believe now in this starting pitching staff being able to hold up close to, now the current pace might be like not totally sustainable, but close to this level of excellence for the rest of the regular season? But before you answer that question, I'm going to try a bold move. Don't know if it's ever happened in the history of radio.
What?
You guys ready? Alec worked really hard on this. Let's start with cut number one. We are going to play every single hit that the Rangers had last night. I know you might be like, there's not enough time for that. You just give it a chance.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Every single hit from the Rangers last night. Alec worked super hard on this. Go ahead, Alec.
Pitch to him is swung on and grounded past the third baseman Barger down the left field line. Smith around first, big turn, slams on the brakes, and goes back with a leadoff single.
Okay. Next.
I think that was it.
Kevin, that was it last night. I appreciate that.
That was all of them?
Kevin is definitely trying to be sarcastic for me here.
The first batter of the game, and that was it?
That's not good. That's poor. And to come off of a night like they had the night before where it was a struggle until finally somebody went up there with some attitude and had a purpose.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's it. Maybe they're not going to the plate with a purpose.
God, that would be bad.
And again, I mean, think about this for real. And this is a line. There's nothing more attractive than a man on a mission.
Okay.
And I think that's a reality. When you wake up in the morning and you have no purpose, you're going to lay, you know, you're going to lay there and try and figure out something to do. Going to the plate with a mission, and instead of going up there and just kind of being like, man, I hope I hit the ball. You know, like going up there with a distinct plan. They had one in Josh Jung going up there to drive in a run, to prove it to them. Maybe they need to start playing some mind games with these guys just a little bit to give them these the incentive should be your job and go win a championship. That should be the incentive. Sometimes you need a little extra something to kick your butt in gear. And the Rangers definitely, they need something right now.
So it was really maddening if you were listening to this game or watching it. Well, first of all, it was maddening because the Rangers had one hit. I promise. I was aware they had one hit. And that was a sarcastic way to do that. But when you got to I think it was like the fifth inning. So it was about the fifth inning was my pivot point where I was like, see, this is exactly what we were talking about yesterday or the day before in terms of like Tyler Mahle's going out there. He's shutting down the Blue Jays. Maybe a couple too many walks, but don't worry about that. He's shutting out the Blue Jays, and what do you have to show for it? Absolutely nothing. You have no lead, and then you finish the sixth inning, and that's a wrap for Tyler Mahle, who pitched very well, lowered his ERA to a mind-boggling 1.64. He pitched very well, and what did you have to show for it? As the home team heading into the seventh inning, you had no lead.
Yeah.
And it's what we talked about with Boach is, and it goes back to what Evan Grant said as well, is the idea of, like, you should probably sit some of these starters because, A, they're pitching too many innings, and because, B, it's not like your offense is going to do jack with the pitching they're giving you.
Yeah, it's not. You're not getting a payoff.
No!
For it at all.
I could have put whoever out there last night. You still would have lost.
Quite honestly, all the pitchers that have started deserve better than
agreed.
The, and that's another thing, too. These guys are such pros. Eovaldi, DeGrom, you know, Mahle, they're such pros that they're not going to go in there and flip off the offensive guys and throw all their bats into the shower and say, you need to clean, you know, they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Because these guys are pros and they approach it, and I understand I'm going to have a bad day too at some point, and I need those guys to pick me up. But this period of time, this elongated period of time that the Rangers have had of not being good enough really does test that. And it will test and evolve. It will test them because you're looking at your numbers and you're like, I should be more successful right now. We should be, you know, starting to plan what our plan's going to be for whenever playoffs come.
Yeah.
Or what we're going to add to this team so that we can go make a playoff run and be against the Yankees and have bats that match up this and stuff. Or, hey, man, we just need one closer. We should be at that point, and we aren't there yet. And that's where that I'm afraid for the pitching staff. A, they smartly suggested that.
Yeah.
That is a smart thing.
Yeah.
Rest the arms. Maybe the second half of the season, they do add something, and there's an adjustment made, and they go on that A's swing that you're like, oh, don't count out the A's. Maybe it is don't count out the Rangers in the second half, and your pitching actually gets the payoff they deserve.
Now, I guarantee you the line that you're going to hear over the next couple of days is give it some time. And I know Rangers fans are going to get mad at that. It's been 57 games. I feel like we've given you more than enough time. You're more than a third of the way through the season. The counterpoint, I'm just going to preemptively, by the way, though, shout out to Josh Smith for really giving a damn yesterday. The Rangers got on base three times, and he got all three of them. So, but what I think the Rangers are going to say is, but we haven't had this complete lineup. Now, they might still use the lack of Jock Peterson as an out, but I say nonsense to that because they're going to be like, how many games have Wyatt Langford, Corey Seager, Josh Young,
all
Marcus
played together.
Semien, Adolis all played together? And I get that, but if you give them that, let's say, Corey, you grant them that excuse, and you're like, all right, okay, fine. Then how long?
25 games.
25 games?
I need 25 games. How many at-bats is that? That's 5 at-bats per game. Let's say 4 at-bats per game. Multiply that out by 25, and that's 100.
Yeah.
And so I need 100 at-bats with the same group.
And see, you're right, because you've got more than 100 games left. But in my mind, Alec, I'm like, you have a week before I'm convinced that new group, old group, healthy, not healthy, new hitting coach, doesn't matter.
You're still 4.5 games out. Like, that's close enough to make you not panic, right?
Yeah, I'm not panicked about the standings. I'm with you on that.
And so, like, that's where I think the lack of panic is. If you were further out, you'd start being like, okay, let's sell this team now. Like, if you were 8 games out, 10 games out, I think you would really start to be in that mode. But you're only it's weird to be 4.5 games out and be this a minus 12, 2 of your last 8, you know, or your last 10. You've lost 8. That's a feeling of this thing's mounting and it's starting to really fall apart on you. But because you're that close, that's another reason I think they feel more comfortable being patient with this and trying to figure out what it is they need to add.
See, and because I don't think they're going to sell. Actually, I don't really think they're going to sell, period. But we'll probably get into that more tomorrow. But I definitely don't think they're going to sell now. And even if they were 10 games back, I think my level of agitation would be the same just because they're not playing.
It's not fun ball.
Good half of baseball. Half of baseball, they're doing great. The other half, not so much.
Yeah, it's not fun baseball to watch or listen to. I mean, I can imagine with Eric Nadell and Jared and Matt Hicks trying to call this, they're going, but they're pros too. They're doing their jobs.
And we get texts like this all the time. And this is about the Rangers. Usually they're about the Cowboys. From the 817, the 2023 offense was a fluke, fellas. Just accept it.
Most of those guys did have career years.
Yeah, and I don't think we've particularly denied that over and over again. But that's the other thing about our job is I'm not just going to accept it and say, so the team is screwed and we're not going to talk Rangers.
Right.
Like, that's not how it's going to happen.
How do you get it back?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you get them to get 75% of their career year back?
And does that just include cycling in more people? Like, is it bringing in Alejandro Osuna, who, by the way, I apologize, he also drew a walk yesterday. My apologies to him. But is it about bringing up more guys like Osuna? Is it going to be taking a look at this person? Is it sliding people down in the lineup like you saw with Marcus Semien? And we asked Bruce Bochy about it yesterday. I'm not disputing that it sure does look like a lot of 2023 was a career standout, but I'm also not just going to not talk about the Rangers.
Is it, Alec, do you think that Chris Young has to make a drastic trade of a player? Like, DFAing a certain guy just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Does, and sending Jake Berger down, it seemed to have helped him for a bit.
Yeah.
But does it need to be like a, and I'm just saying Adolis as a name. He's a big time hitter for this team, popular with amongst the team. Cheap contract, but tradable.
Relatively. Yeah.
Tradable. Does it have to be something like that where, like, look, guys, we've sent the message now?
I think it has to be. You know, and even if it isn't struggling players, you know, maybe it is the wake up call of, hey, Tyler O'Malley is getting traded, you know, and it's because we're not good enough.
That's,
you know,
a very good one.
He's in a contract year. You know, he's a guy that's performing a lot better than most of the country expected. I know everybody within those walls are going to say, yeah, we expected this. We knew exactly what he was. But, you know, again, a movable piece that's going to be very attractive to a team that is playing very well and needs help in the rotation, because he can be a frontline starter for a contending team even at this point because he's been so good. So it's going to take something drastic. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know what it should be. But at this point, you got to do something to wake the club up, because nothing seems to be working except for the here and there Osuna coming up. I think that the energy that he brings is awesome. I think he's going to be really good. I think he deserves to stay even when Evan Carter is healthy. I don't know how they find him at bats, but so far in short sample size, he deserves to stay because he's been productive.
I'll tell you, one of the things that's not going to bring me any confidence is if the statement is just wait till Wyatt Langford and Jock Peterson get back and they're healthy. Because first of all, look, I love Evan Carter, but I just, that's not something I'm going to depend on planning the rest of my season around. And I know Jock Peterson started to pick it up to a certain degree, but I'm also not going to hold my breath and be like, you know what, when he's back, all of the offense is going to turn around.
I'm right there with you, man.
By the way, and somebody asked this, I feel like we have said this a couple of times. I'm with them. The Colorado Rockies are the worst team in the history of baseball. They're continuing that trend. And so you said Rangers are what, minus 12?
Yeah.
All right, so take a look at that Rockies series. I know this is not the way that it works.
The A's are minus 89, though. So that's a big difference. Just want to point out.
So the A's.
Oh, God, but the Rockies are even worse.
Yes, because the Rockies are going to be the worst baseball team that ever existed. So the Rangers are 27-30. If you take out those three wins against Colorado, which remember you were being no hit for like 2/3 of one of those, you'd be 24-30 with a minus 21. So thank God that Colorado series existed to help cover up like some of the struggles the team has had.
Yeah, but they're currently at a minus 175.
Yeah, because they're the worst team ever.
So if you take out that Rangers series, what would that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Put them
okay, well, then I'll put them at only minus 166. All right, so there's that. By the way, somebody brought this up. Would you trade, man, I hope I don't butcher it. It was Rocker, Walcott, and Carter for Paul Skeens in a freaking heartbeat.
I mean, I already have Mally.
There is no way that Pittsburgh would accept that.
No, no, absolutely not. But Mally's pitching so good right now. I mean, I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
So why would I trade those pieces?
Because we're never going to score a run again. So we need people who have nothing but shutouts.
All right.
And hopefully we can just eventually wear the other team down with a ghost runner and stuff. And like, that's how we'll win some of these
games. I can laugh about sarcasm.
That's fine. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Hey, this feeds right into what we were just talking about. Are the Rangers becoming a hub for developing pitchers? Do they have to be? Next on The Fan.
The 1-2 swung on and popped up into short right field. On comes Springer. Out goes Guerrero. Guerrero in foul ground. Makes the catch and the game is over. The Boo Birds are out here at Globe Life Field. The Blue Jays have won it by the score of 2-0.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I think that is totally fair. Right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. And I wanted to go back through a couple of positive pitching stats since we ended up using the last segment, and for good reason, to talk about how terrible the offense has been. So this was prior to yesterday, and obviously the Rangers would have lowered their ERA a little bit after yesterday's 2-0 loss. Through 56 games, the Rangers' rotation had the second-best ERA at 2.92, seventh most innings at 301 and two-thirds, and the lowest whip in the majors. So you're almost the best at all are at a lot of the pitching categories, and you're certainly in the top grouping for all those pitching categories, and you have a losing record. You had three of the top 10 individual ERAs in all of baseball. You still have a losing record. Tyler Mally lost, or excuse me, he didn't lose. The team lost with Tyler Mally yesterday, despite the fact that he threw six shutout innings.
Yeah, he was exceptional again. And you asked that question about can they keep that up? And
maybe not everyone's got a 1 point something, but
I think that if they manage DeGrom the way that they've been managing him, not let him go to eight innings too often, then yes, I think he can. I think he can pitch a healthy season.
Yeah.
And that's not being sarcastic. I'm being very serious. I think he can pitch a healthy season if they run him this way, but will it matter? And that's
fair.
I think Eovaldi, go back to the championship season, he missed a chunk of time. My feeling at that time was, as long as they can stay afloat, him coming back and missing the time isn't going to be a problem. It did take, what, three starts for him to be back in mode?
Yeah.
But it was useful because he had a fresh arm late in the season and in the playoffs. So that became useful for him. I think the Rangers can do that. It's just going to be a lot of managing up to that point.
The Texas Rangers dropped from 17th to 21st in the power rankings. Of course, the Colorado Rockies are still dead last. Tyler Mally lowered his ERA to 1.64. He's made, I believe, 12 starts, and he has an ERA of 1.64. That's not the best on the team. Nathan Eovaldi has a 1.56, I do believe, and you have a losing record.
Kevin, I want you to do this. I want you to call up 10-year-old Kevin somehow. I don't know how this is going to happen.
Okay.
And I want you to say,
time phone.
We have two starters at least that have a one ERA, one something ERA, and everybody else is very close to it.
Man.
Your thoughts at 10 years old.
We're going to win every game 7-1 or 13-2. And I'm going to be like, we got one hit. We're averaging one hit per inning. Well, that's decent. No, we got one GD hit, to quote Bob Uecker from last night, or Harry Doyle, if you prefer. Look,
You put this pitching staff with Juan Gonzalez and Rafael Palmeiro, they would have never lost a baseball game.
That used to be the thing. Jacob DeGrom, like, let's just stick with Tyler Mahle. He has a less distinguished career. Right now, the 90s Rangers would have given Tyler Mahle a 10-year, $40 million contract, which would have been unheard of at that time. You're like, oh my God, $40 million? That's so crazy. Because he would have been the greatest pitcher we've ever seen.
That's right.
And now we have all of these amazing pitchers, and we can't hit the ball worth a damn.
All we got to do is score a run most nights.
Yes.
A run.
Now, let's take a look at this from a potentially neat perspective. Now, if they miss the playoffs, you might not actually care. But Texas Rangers right now, they have two legitimate top 10 Cy Young candidates. They did kind of a straw poll voting with MLB.com. Tyler Mahle, this was before last night's start, was tied for eighth. And Nathan Eovaldi was tied for second for Cy Young. I want to remind everybody that never in the history of the Texas Rangers have they won the Cy Young Award. They've had players who have gone on to win the Cy Young or had players that won a Cy Young and came here, but the Texas Rangers have never had a Cy Young Award winner. This is the year.
Sarcastic Corey would have said.
Oh, I don't think you can get away with
that. Some very sarcastic
things. Okay.
Mm. But today, serious Corey will not say those things because there's better content to be had.
I like it. Let's stick with pitching. Once again, MLB.com, they're listing the hottest prospects for each individual team. Now, Corey, who is the prospect that you've talked about a lot from a Rangers pitching perspective?
Cole Drake. Cole Drake is with the Frisco Rough Riders, and he's been working his way up. He got up to Frisco a little late last year, and I think it was two years ago, I started keeping a track of what he's doing, and he lost a little weight a while back. That was one of the things they said, hey, look, we would like you to work on your weight. He lost a little weight, and then his velo went up. And since then, his pitching has just been phenomenal. He's got all the stuff. And his numbers, man, you go take a look at Cole Drake's numbers. I think he has like a 2.9 ERA or something like that. He's very good.
Now, don't want to diminish that whatsoever. I believe it's David Davaio is the prospect listed for the Texas Rangers. So he led the minors last year for the Rangers with 1.88 ERA. This year, he has a 0.92 ERA.
I don't even, wow.
With a whip of 0.71. Most impressive.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
0.71.
Is that a real, like, has anybody ever, what's the, I got ooh, it. I'll go
find
Bob out.
Probably Bob Gibson or something like all that. Right. That's a good question. But what if I told you that's not the most impressive statistic he's got? This year, he has 29 strikeouts and 2 walks. Now, the issue that you're going to run into is that he is in high A. And unfortunately, the Rangers have a long history of having stud prospects at the lower level that develop into either nothing or, you know, that player was fine. So we'll see how it goes.
Somebody also said Mitch Bratt. And Kevin, I was talking about his numbers this morning,
yes,
too. Him and Cole Drake are a fantastic pair. Mitch Bratt's right at the top when it comes to whip and ERA across all of AA. I think it's the Texas League is what they're in, and he's at the top there. By the way, lowest whip ever for a full season in 49
Kyle
innings.
Yeomans.
Not Kyle Yeomans. 49 innings count, or do you think
that's not a full season?
All right.
No.
Then the lowest one ever. Pedro Martinez, 0.7373 with 217 innings in 2000.
Wow.
Kente,
that is preposterous.
Maeda had a 0.75, so he would be second.
Look.
That's pretty impressive.
If you have a whip of 1, you're a badass. 1 or lower, you're having a badass season. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Is there are some positives. Obviously, there's a ton of positives for the Rangers pitching in the big club, but there are also some positives for the Rangers pitching in the minor leagues. And again, if you feel like the Rangers will never hit again, that is going to be necessary. Now, that's a little bit of hyperbole. Now, I take you to the grounds crew. Do you think this is what you would do. So during the Giants-Tigers game, the game was briefly delayed when one of the grounds crew at Comerica Park, they suffered an injury.
Oh.
And
I didn't see how it happened. Did he like just fall?
Yeah, I actually saw
they had a Gatorade towel over his knee, and I was like, it must be bad if they've decided to cover it up.
Yeah, I didn't see how it happened either. I also just saw the aftermath of him sitting on the ground. I don't know if they do have video of how he got hurt. And so they were just kind of taking the camera shot from afar, like from the outfield and just looking at it and everything like that. And that's fine. But like he was out there for a while, and eventually they changed the camera view to the camera right in front of him while he's getting medical attention from multiple people. And he ends up flipping off the camera
For a long time.
Yes. For
it was something like this.
So, you know what? Actually, I'm going to see if I can time this out. I believe it was for 4 or 5 seconds before one of the people that was out there to help him with the injury went ahead and grabbed his finger and was like, hey, let's go ahead and put that middle finger down. At which point,
we don't want to do that.
They went to a wide shot. And at which point, I imagine the guy was like, they're filming my effing injury, though. But by the way,
you did that to all the players. You're just being treated like a player at that point.
Well, yeah, I don't know if he wants that. By the way, play-by-play announcer Dave Fleming, props to him, because he goes, we're going to have a little bit of a delay here. You don't see that very often. And then they're still running on it, and he flips them off, and he goes, oh, you can't do that, as Hunter Pence chuckled while no doubt eating his pizza with a knife and a fork.
That goes back to New York Mets fans, I believe, were hating on Hunter. Actually, it was all of baseball.
Yeah.
Was giving Hunter Pence a hard time, saying he just does plain things. Like he pays for his parking. You know, stuff like that. It was very hilarious.
As somebody who does plain things, I empathize with him on that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how much time and money Cooper Flagg is already saving the Mavs. Plus, NHL and NBA playoff updates next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.